In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, we speak with Travis Arp, Senior Director of Technical Services and Market Access. He's just returned from meetings in Vietnam and the Philippines, two countries feeling the impact of African swine fever.
In Ho Chi Minh City, we invited local further processing companies, as well as some U.S. pork suppliers, to attend a day-long seminar where we talked about how they can best utilize U.S. raw materials in their further processed products. Many of the processors were very concerned about the African swine fever situation in Vietnam. It's extremely widespread across the entire country, and pork production has been significantly impacted. So companies who might traditionally use many domestic pork products for their further processed finished products are now looking to imported raw materials. And the U.S. is very well positioned to be a good, consistent supplier for their businesses, and so a lot of interest from those companies on discussing future purchases.
African swine fever was just recently confirmed in the Philippines, but already has local processors concerned about supplies.
An interesting time to be in Manila with the African swine fever issue just starting to really evolve and the local industry starting to wrap their heads around the impact that that might have. So we spent a few days trying to better understand what's happening with ASF there. They have a very large backyard hog population, and so much of the industry is still trying to gauge what the potential impact could be to pork production. The Philippines is a large pork consumer, a large importer globally of pork. Just given the amount of products that they produce on the further process side and consume there domestically, there's going to be a continued demand for pork from all over the world in order to meet their demand needs.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.